In Radio Theatre Today, we present The Frightened Man by Glenn Hamilton. It was produced by the MVN Studios in Johannesburg.
Waiting for someone, miss?
Jim, what you got there?
You could say it was a car, if you didn't look too hard.
It's fabulous.
The colour is. Wait till you hear the engine. Come on, hop in.
Is it yours?
Not quite, but the first payment was. Like it?
Comfy.
The back seat is. I've tested the upholstery. The best test of a second-hand car is a seat in the back.
Go on with you.
Right, what's it to be?
Well, the back seat can wait for a start.
Okay. And we'll drive around the corner to the Gladstone, have a drink and a meal, then I'll take you for a spin.
Oh, where to?
There'll be a lonely wood somewhere.
I'm still getting over the shock of having a chauffeur. Are you sure you can afford it?
If you can. We'll have to cut down on a few other things, of course.
Oh, I don't mind. It'd be worth it.
That's the girl. It's second hand, but it's a bargain.
Smashing.
The Bloods of Work didn't believe it was second hand, you know.
They didn't?
No. Just thought I'd made it myself.
Oh.
Never mind. It's better than waiting in the rain, eh, Vi?
It's not raining.
It will one day.
Oh.
Ah, here we are. Well, I said there's a place to park.
Well, there's one over there.
No, there's one here, too. I can just about make it. Watch this. How's that, then?
You'll pass your test, won't you?
What do you mean? I already have done. Come on, then. As you get. What's up?
I don't want to move.
You can't sit there all night. Come on.
All right. I can get myself out. Here, aren't you going to lock it?
I don't want to one pinch this.
Oh, you'd better lock it all the same.
Okay.
Oh.
What's up? Stone in your shoe?
No, I forgot my handbag.
Don't want to pay your whack, eh?
Oh, no.
I was only joking. Look, you go on in and grab a table. I'll go back and get you back for you.
All right.
All right. Don't bother locking it, mate.
Eh?
You heard. Give us your keys.
What for? Oh, we just like to borrow your car for a bit. Any objections?
Let it. I don't even know you. Wait a minute. I know your face. Don't you work in the office at Blake's?
Yeah. What about it?
Yeah. Well, that's it. We know you, don't we? Fair enough. Now, the keys.
It's not on your name. Why should I?
Because you don't want to get hurt, see?
Now, come on, mate. Don't get awkward.
Awkward? It's my car, isn't it?
That's right, man. And he's going to lend it to us, isn't he, Curly?
If there's any sense, he is.
Look! Well, I haven't just bought the thing. And anyway, it's only insured for one driver.
Oh, we'll take a chance on that.
You're not having
it. I think we are. Because if we don't get it, we'll be waiting. Oh, and that's a nice little bird you've got with you.
What are you getting at?
The bird. Oh, she won't look so pretty after we've wrapped her up a bit, will she?
Well, I'm going for the police.
Oh, I wouldn't do that. We just have to wait to get even, wouldn't we? All right, Taffy. Let me handle it. Now, look, mate. It's like this. There's a dog in a fifth race at the stadium. Real hot it is. We've been tipped it's a cert. Now, you wouldn't want us to miss backing it, would you?
It's none of my business.
Look, we only want to borrow your car for an hour. 20 minutes there, 20 minutes back, and 20 to put a fiver on its nose and collect the lolly. We'll return your car undamaged, and your girl will stay in the same condition. Okay?
But if you say no...
Oh, brother.
I don't seem to have much choice, do I? Well, okay. Here you are.
Oh, that's more like it. Now you're being sensible.
But I'll expect the car back in an hour.
Oh, you'll get it. But remember, not a word to anyone, not even your girl. Or else... And we mean it.
Okay. But an hour, then.
Come on, Taff. We'd better get out of here quick.
Well, go on. There's nothing to worry about with him. Oh, I've never seen a bloke so dead scared.
He's chicken, Curly. He wouldn't dare do a thing.
What's wrong, Jim?
Nothing. I keep telling you, nothing's wrong.
Oh, yes, there is. We came in here for a meal and one drink, and we've been here all night. You were a long time in the car park. Did something happen there? Something you haven't told me?
No. Once I got here, I got comfortable, that's all.
You got miserable, you mean? You were in such a good mood when you met me. Very happy you were.
I'm still happy.
Well, when it shows in your face, would you mind letting me know?
Look, don't keep on, Vibe, please.
Well, there is something wrong, isn't there? Well, is it me? Something I've said? Something I've done?
No, of course it's not you.
Well, then what's on your mind? You've been like a cat on hot bricks ever since we came in.
Please, empty your glasses, please.
Time, half past ten. And we just came in for an hour. You left it too late for a spin now, haven't you?
I wouldn't say that.
No, I would, and I'm saying it. Well, come on, let's go.
Well, I suppose we'd better.
Oh, we've got to, silly. We can't stay here all night.
Look, I'm sorry, Vi.
That's all right. I wouldn't mind, but... But you look so worried. Jim, where's the car?
Hey?
It's gone.
So it has.
Well, what's happened to it?
Well, how should I know?
Don't you care?
Of course I do.
You don't seem very concerned. You don't seem very surprised either.
How do you want me to be?
Look, Jim... You knew it was missing, didn't you?
I didn't.
You kept going to the door. I remember now. You knew it had gone.
Look, I tell you, I didn't, Vi.
You're sure?
Do I have to keep repeating it?
Well, it's very funny all the same. Is it the car you've been worrying about all night?
Look, for the last time, I didn't know it wouldn't be there. Well, anyway, it's no use worrying now. Someone's probably just taken it for a joyride. They'll bring it back presently, I suppose.
That's stealing.
Only borrowing.
Wait a minute. Did you lock the car, Jim?
Well, that's the trouble. I didn't the second time, when I went back for your bag.
That was stupid of you, wasn't it? Anyway, now I know what's been eating you.
Look, I'll walk you home and then come back for the car.
No, you won't. Your car's been stolen, so you've got to report it to the police.
No, not to the police, Vi. I can't bring the police in.
Why not?
I mean, I didn't want to. Not yet, anyway. I might get some youngster into trouble.
Well, he'll deserve all he gets. Come on, the police station's only a few yards up the road.
I'd still rather wait a bit.
Well, I wouldn't.
Well, suppose it was your kid brother who pinched the car.
I haven't got a kid brother. And if I had, he wouldn't go around stealing cars.
Well, how'd you know he wouldn't?
Well, here we are. Well, are we going in?
Now, look, Vi.
Well, if you don't report it, I will. So make up your mind.
Okay, just as you like. But if I'm reporting it, I'd rather do it on my own.
I don't care how you do it, so long as you do it.
Well, then you wait here. I won't be a minute.
Well, what's your trouble, then?
Someone's borrowed my car.
And you don't know who?
No.
And you wonder if all this has been stolen?
Well, I don't really know.
Do you, or don't you?
Yeah, I suppose so.
Right, now, where did you leave it?
In the Gladstone car park.
And when you came out, it was gone?
Yes.
You better give me the registration number.
BPA 345.
Mm-hmm. And your name and address?
Ground floor flat, 23 Mark Street. Oh, my name's Jim Stone.
James Stone, 23 Mark Street. Right, now, did you leave the car unlocked?
Yes. Well, that's it, you see. I went back for something and I left the keys in it.
Oh, asking for trouble, eh?
Yeah. Yeah, it's my own fault. I expect some kid's taking it for a joyride. But I don't want to get anyone into trouble.
Well, you let me worry about that. Now, are you sure that's exactly what happened?
Oh, yes. Yes, just as I said.
Right, Mr. Stone, we'll make inquiries for you. We'll get in touch with you if we hear anything.
Thank you, Sergeant. Thanks a lot.
Well, what did they say?
Oh, nothing much. Just took the number of the car, my name and address. Oh, they'll let me know.
Well, did they think they'd catch the thieves?
Thieves?
Well, thief then.
Oh, depends. Maybe abandoned somewhere.
Jim, look!
What?
There's your car. They brought it back.
You see? What did I tell you? All that trouble going to the police for nothing.
No, it wasn't, Jim. The keys are in it.
Oh, what do you know? I must have forgotten them when I went back for your bag.
You said you left it unlocked.
Well, what's the difference? Got it back again, haven't I? Yeah, I wonder if he was seen.
Seen? Who by?
Well, whoever took a car. Do they see us going to the police station?
Well, does it matter?
No. I don't think so.
Well, they don't look so worried. Just go back and tell the police you found the car.
No, I can't do that. They may be watching.
Who may be watching?
Look, never mind now.
But, Jim, what about the police?
Look, I'll phone them in the morning.
Oh, but you can't do that.
Look, I promised you a spin round and I'm going to give you one.
Are you sure you're doing the right thing?
Of course I am.
Oh, I don't know. I don't think you should let the police search for a car that's no longer missing.
Oh, come on. Hop in.
Morning, Sergeant.
Hello, Tim.
Did you find your stolen car last night?
No, but Inspector Gray's got more in his mind this morning than a stolen car. There was a robbery last night at Blake's Engineering Works.
Oh, big one?
Night shift's wages, about £8,000. He wants a word with you about it.
I didn't do it, honest, sir.
I'll better tell him you're here. Right. Inspector Gray, Detective Constable Brady's just come in. Do you want him in your office? Oh, right, sir. Hang on, he's coming out to see you.
Ah, morning, sir.
Morning, Brady. There was a wages job at Blake's Engineering Works last night.
Sergeant just told me, sir. Don't they work a night shift?
Yes. Someone took a getaway car through the main gates. Now, don't ask me how, but it was challenged by the security guard on the way out. It didn't stop, just went straight at him.
Is he badly hurt, sir?
He regained consciousness about 10 minutes ago. They'd just run through from the hospital. Now, the important thing is that he managed to get the car number as it came at him.
That's a real lead, sir.
Yes, could be, but we don't know yet. It may have been stolen. You are, Sergeant. Get this number out to all squad cars and motorcycle units.
BPA 345.
You know it?
Well, it seems to ring a bell, sir. Just check to make sure. There was a young chap came in last night. Well, here we are. It is the same number, BPA 345.
I remember it, sir. Someone pinched it from the Gladstone car park.
Huh. Well, then you'd better do a further check on it, Brady. Go along and see the owner and find out if he's had any news about it.
Yes, sir.
We want a fuller description of the car and information about anyone suspicious who might have been hanging around the car park about the time it was stolen. Okay?
Yes, sir.
Now, don't show your hand too soon. Make him think it's just a routine inquiry. But if he acts at all suspiciously, try and find out why.
Yes, sir. What's the address, Sergeant?
Ground floor, flat 23 Mark Street. It's only just down Highfield Road. The car owner's name is James Stone.
James Stone?
That's right.
I'm a plain clothes officer from the local police station. I've called about your car, reported stolen last night from the Gladstone.
Oh, I've got it back now, thanks.
I know. I saw it parked in the alleyway. May I come in?
Yeah, if you like.
Thank you.
Don't see the point now.
Don't you, Mr. Stone? Your car's still missing, according to our records. When did you get it back?
Last night. It had been brought back to the car park at the Gladstone.
Oh. What time was that?
Just after 10:30. I'd only just reported it missing.
Then why didn't you go back to the station and tell them you got it back?
I didn't think it was important. Not last night.
Why not?
Well, I just didn't, that's all.
Are you sure that was the reason? Or did you report it stolen because you knew it was being used for a robbery?
Eh?
And you knew it would be traced back to you?
Well, of course I didn't. It's pinched. What's all this about a robbery got to do with me?
There was a break-in last night at Blake's Engineering Works.
Blake's? That's where I work.
Quite a coincidence, eh? What's your job?
Wages clerk.
Then you'd know where the wages were kept, wouldn't you?
I suppose so. Look, I didn't have anything to do with it.
Ah, but you'd be able to pass on information to someone else.
I didn't.
And you lent them your car too, didn't you?
No.
Now listen, your car was used for a robbery at Blake's last night. In the getaway, a security guard was run down and seriously injured. Now suppose you quit stalling and tell me the truth.
I'm telling you the truth. I know nothing about
it. You're in a pretty hot spot, Mr. Stone. You say you'd no idea what your car was being used for. So if you know anything that'll prove that, you'd better speak up.
Okay, but you're wrong about me having anything to do with it.
Then prove me wrong. If you had nothing to do with it, that should be easy enough.
Well, I drove into the car park last night with my girlfriend. She'd left a handbag in the car, so I went back for it. And these two blokes came up.
Ah, what two blokes?
Well, their names were Curly and Taffy.
Pals of yours?
Are you kidding? They made me hand over the keys. Said they wanted to borrow the car to go to the stadium, to back a dog in the fifth race.
So you let them have your car?
I couldn't stop them. They threatened Vi. I asked my girlfriend.
And your girlfriend saw these two men, of course?
No, she was inside the pub getting us a table.
Ah, but you told her what had happened when you went inside.
No, they said they'd beat her up if I did.
So, in fact, she can't confirm your story?
No.
So perhaps you were involved in the robbery after all?
No, I've nothing to do with it. Look, I was with my girl at the Gladstone all evening, right up to closing time.
We can check on that. But you did lend the two men your car.
No, they took it. Look, that's what I keep trying to tell you.
And you'd no idea why they wanted it. No idea at all.
No, I hadn't.
And so the wages clerk at Blake's. Well, I think you'd better come along to the station and tell your story to Inspector Gray, don't you? Who's that? Expecting anybody?
I don't know. No, I'm not expecting anybody.
All right. Answer it. But no funny business. And don't let them know I'm here. Do you understand?
Yes.
I'll wait in your kitchen. Right. Go and see who it is.
Watcha, mate.
You? What have you come here for?
Oh, nothing. Not if you behaved yourself. We just want to make sure you kept your mouth shut. Well, go on, inside.
I have. You know I have.
So, you kept your mouth shut, have you? Well, we saw you come out of the police station last night, didn't we, Curly?
Why? What were you doing there?
I didn't say anything about you. I was just reporting the car missing. I had to.
Why did you have to?
Because it wasn't there when we came out of the pub. You said you'd have it back in an hour. You didn't. My girlfriend saw it was missing. She made me go to the police.
And you swear blind you said nothing about us? Because if you...
All right, Taffy, leave him alone.
He didn't grasp. We were late getting back. Now I'm done.
Okay, break it up. Are these two your accomplices, Stone?
No! These are the two blokes who took my car.
Watch it! Who's this guy anyway?
I'm a police officer. Now, come on, all of you. There's a few questions we'd like to ask you at the station.
Sure, why not? We've got nothing to hide.
Ah, well, that's sensible anyway.
Taffy, you fool! You bloody fool!
No one's taking me to any police station.
We've got to do something for him. Get a doctor. He's bleeding like a
pig. Leave him.
We can't leave him like that.
We've got to.
For God's sake, can't you see him? He's dead. You've killed him.
Let's get out of here.
You bloody fool, Taffy. You've done it now.
Well, come on, let's go. You too.
No, I'm not coming with you.
Oh, yes, you are. And if you don't hurry, you'll get the same treatment. Well, get hold of him, Curly.
No, leave me alone.
Come on, mates. You're in it as much as us. Roger, where's his car?
In the alley.
Right. Come on, you're driving.
I'm coming back.
No, you're not. We're all going together. And you watch it, or you'll get what the copper got. I grab him, Curly.
Can't you go any faster?
I can't.
That house, 1950 model, what do you expect?
Well, it sounds as if it's come out of the ark.
Never mind the jokes, Tappy. You've got us in one hell of a spot.
Oh, don't be daft, Bill.
You kill a cop and you'll call me daft.
No one knows it was me. We're in the clear. He's the bloke who should be worrying.
What do you mean? I had nothing to do with it.
Oh, that's your story. You try proving it.
Never mind arguing with him, Tappy. What are we going to do with him?
Nothing.
Nothing?
You heard. Why kill the goose that lays the golden eggs? We're out of town, aren't we?
Not far enough for me.
Look, when that copper doesn't go back to the station, they'll start looking for him. Now, Chummy here won't feel like going back. Not when he knows they'll find the copper in his flat.
But what are we going to do?
Oh, we'll change to something comfortable. Something a sight more comfortable than this old heap.
Are you crazy?
I'm the only one that's not in a panic, Chum. This car's got a chinch on it.
But we can't leave this bloke. He knows too much.
Oh, that's just his trouble. If there's any sense, you'll just keep on driving.
I'll go straight to the police.
And stick your neck in a noose.
Oh,
you won't, you know. You're driving a car that was used in a robbery, aren't you?
You took the car.
And forgot to sign for it. Who's going to believe you anyway? Oh, I let them take my car to do a robbery.
Oh, how fantastic can you get?
Besides, there's a dead tech in your room, remember?
I didn't kill him.
No, but he's there, isn't he? In your room.
He'll be picked up, Taffy. He's bound to be.
So what? Let him try explaining about a dead copper.
Why he killed him. Just because he called to ask a few questions.
If he wants to go back, then that's his lookout.
You're not going to let me take the blame.
Oh, not unless you want to take it. We won't split on you. You get the setup now, Curly?
No, I can see what you mean.
And so can he.
if he's got any sense. We're laughing. Nobody's got a thing on us. This poor bloke.
I've got something on you both. You know I have.
Oh, we're just figments of your imagination. We don't even exist, do we, Curly?
No. He's never even met us. He just made us up.
No, come on, Curly. You're a decent sort. You're not like him.
I am, but when it's my skin, mate.
Well, that's it then. The sooner we drop this guilty bloke, the better. The safer we'll both be.
Look, just clear me. You've no need to do anything else. I won't spit on you, I promise.
Well, we would be, Muggs. You're our saviour, brother. Here, pull up opposite the green line.
Listen!
Pull up, I said. Out you get, Curly.
Okay.
You're all on your own now, brother. If you've got any sense, you'll drive like the clappers. Once they find that dead copper, they'll have roadblocks all over the show.
If I was you, I'd ditch the car before that.
Me too. Now get going.
I don't like this, Tappy. You really landed us in it this time.
Ah, forget it.
What are we going to do?
We don't have to do anything. There's no one can connect you and me with what's happened, is there?
No, except that bloke in the car. He's the only one that's seen us. Him and that copper.
Well, we shan't have any trouble from the bloke in the car. He's up to his neck in it. He's on the run, and no mistake.
But where do we go?
Back home, of course. On the next Green Line bus.
But that's asking for trouble.
It'll be asking for a hell of a lot more trouble if we don't. We just go back and carry on as if nothing's happened.
No one back there knows about us, do they?
That's what I keep telling you. The only witness against us is that scared chicken in the car. Well, he daren't go back.
Yes, you're right, Tuff. Back home's the safest place for us.
We should never have let Brady go on his own, sir.
We know that now, Sergeant. But I thought he was just going to talk to a boy about his car, and you thought the same.
Mm.
We weren't to know he'd run into a murderer.
If only I could lay my hands on him.
Well, we all feel the same. We've got to get him, and quick.
I've put out a full description of Stone.
What about the photographs on the found in his flat? Are the copies ready?
No, they're being circulated, sir.
Well, we've got every policeman and every squad car in the country on the lookout for him. He won't get far.
Hello? Yes? Just a moment. It's for you, sir.
Inspector Gray, huh? You have? Where? Stadley. Where's that? Well, I didn't think he'd get that far. They've cordoned off the area, I hope. Good. Well, thanks, Inspector. They found Stone's car, Sergeant.
Abandoned?
About 100 miles away.
No sign of Stone?
Not yet, but it won't be long now.
The car may have been abandoned last night, sir, after the robbery.
That's not my information. It was seen in an alleyway near Stone's flat, and it was spotted later being driven by a man answering Stone's description. He was on the run, Sergeant.
Well, that just about wraps it up.
Yes, I should say, sir. What we've got to do now is bring him in.
Hello?
Is that you, Vi?
Jim, where are you phoning from?
Thank goodness you've answered, Vi. Your parents aren't anywhere near, are they?
No. You should worry. They don't object to you as my boyfriend, you know.
Vi, I'm in terrible trouble.
Trouble? What sort of trouble?
I can't tell you over the phone. Have the police been to see you?
No.
Have you not heard anything?
What about? Why the police? Are you in trouble about not reporting your car last night?
What was that? I've got to see you urgent. I'm nearly out of my mind.
Oh, Jim, please, what is it?
There's only you can help. You're the only one who knows what happened.
Well, I'll help you if I can, you know that, but I've got to know what it is.
That's why I've got to see you.
Okay, well, we'll make it right away. Can you pick me up?
No, I'm in Birmingham.
Birmingham?
Don't ask me why till we meet.
But I can't come to Birmingham, Jim.
I'm coming back, but I daren't come till after dark.
Is it really as bad as that?
Fine, you trust me, don't you?
Of course I do.
Then look, I want you to book a room at the Norbridge Hotel. The one on the bypass.
But Jim, I can't.
Please, Vi, it's a matter of life and death.
Oh, Jim, you sound frightened.
I am. I'm scared to death. Look, you will book that room, won't you? In your name.
Well, if you want me to.
Thanks, Vi. Now look, I'll meet you there about 9 o'clock tonight. You better take a case with your night things in it. Then it won't look suspicious.
All right.
Get there early and stay in your room. I'll tell them I'm your brother calling to see you, okay?
Oh.
Look, I'll explain everything when I see you, but you must keep this secret. Don't let me down, please.
Oh, I won't let you down, Jimmy. No, I won't let you down.
Someone's coming. Look, I'll have to go. See you tonight.
Any phone calls in yet from the public about Stone, Sergeant?
No, nothing so far, sir.
That's a bit early, I suppose. But his picture's being carried in all the evening papers, so you're bound to have someone coming forward soon.
Oh, even the cranks, sir.
We'll get plenty of them, I expect. Well, if there's anything, let me know right away.
What about his family?
Oh, we found out he's got parents up north. But judging from where he ditched the car, he didn't seem to be heading for home.
The police up there are contacting them?
Not yet. They'll have their troubles soon enough. No use worrying them before we have to. But the house is being watched, just in case he does happen to show up.
Well, he was in the Gladstone with a girl last night. Won't she come forward when she sees the papers?
If she gets an evening paper, or hears the radio or TV flash. Anyway, I've got Detective Sergeant Steele working on the girl.
Mm-hmm.
When he finds her, he'll bring her along.
You think Stone was connected with the Blake robbery as well?
Well, he worked there as a wages clerk. And to kill a police officer, he'd had to have a motive. Like finding questions a bit too awkward. It seems to add up.
And the girl, could she have been in on it?
When we've traced her, we'll know more about a lot of things.
Well, there it is, Vi. You see the mess I'm in, don't you?
I just can't believe it, Jim.
Well, neither can I, really. But you've got to believe me about those two men, Curly and Taffy. They took the car, I swear they did.
But I never saw them, and you never told me about them. Oh, if only you'd told me, Jim. What if it didn't?
But
you?
Don't you see why I couldn't?
No, I don't.
Well, I was afraid to tell you after what they threatened to do to you.
But they wouldn't have known you told me, and I'd have been warned about them. Well, I'd most likely have made you go to the police right away, to have them waiting when they came back with the car.
I couldn't take the risk. I knew they meant what they said.
That's not a good answer, Jim. You know it isn't.
Well, look what they did. The way they killed that policeman, doesn't that prove it?
But the police are after you now. Well, suppose they know you're here.
Well, they can't know.
You may have been followed from Birmingham, or someone may have seen you come in and recognised you. What about the receptionist?
The man at the desk. No, he's okay. He thinks I'm your brother.
But you can't keep it up. What are you going to do? There's so much evidence against you already.
Oh, don't I know it. My own works was robbed. I'm the wages clerk, and my car was used. A detective found dead in my flat, and I'm the only one who saw him killed.
Oh,
I'm the only one who's ever seen or even knows about Curly and Taffy. And I was forced to run with them, and I ditched the car 100 miles away.
Everything seems to point to you being guilty.
The detective could have proved I wasn't. He saw Curly and Taffy. He was the only other witness, and he's dead. So who's going to believe me if I say I'm innocent?
I believe you, but I think you should have gone straight to the police.
How could I? They made me go with them. They'd have killed me as well. Running away makes me guilty, doesn't it?
Not if you explain to the police why you ran away. I still think you ought to give yourself up.
I can't do that. I've got to find Curly and Taffy.
Well, even if you did find them, what good will that be? They'll just deny everything. They'll say they don't know you, and how could you ever prove they were involved?
I'll find a way.
Only the police can help you if you're innocent. They're better at it than you. Oh, give yourself up, Jim.
No, not yet. Not until I've tried. Will you help me?
What can I do? Well, I don't know what you've told me.
Well, you could go and try and find out all you can at the Gladstone.
How do you mean?
Well, did anyone see them return the car or see me hand over the keys to them? Something that'll make the police believe my story.
Well, suppose they do believe that part of it. What about the detective who was killed?
Oh, I'll prove that somehow. Once I can prove that Curly and Taffy took my car and robbed Blake's. Go and find out all you can, love, and I'll get in touch with you again tomorrow night.
You'll phone me?
About 7. I'll tell you where I'm hiding out. Oh, look, I trust you, Vi. See, you've got to trust me.
Oh, I do trust you. I know you had nothing to do with the robbery.
Then you know I've no reason for killing a policeman.
You couldn't kill anyone, even if you had a reason.
Thanks, love. Now, you won't give me away to the police.
Oh, of course I won't, if you don't want me to.
Promise?
Well, if it'll help. If you're sure it's the right thing to do.
I am sure.
All right, then. I promise.
Inspector Gray's in his office, Sergeant Steele.
Okay, I'll go right in. Ah, oh, Steele, come in.
Have you had any luck?
I traced Stone's girlfriend, sir. A girl called Violet Kinsey.
Good. Have you got her with you?
No, she wasn't at home. Her parents said she'd packed her bag and gone to spend the night with an old school friend.
Where?
She didn't tell them. She didn't say who the friend was, either.
So we don't know where she is?
No, and we've not much chance of finding out.
Pity. I suppose it's natural. If she'd heard about Stone, she'd want to get away from it. I shall be back tomorrow, but I'd have liked to talk to her tonight.
Anything coming on, Stone?
Not so far. He seems to have slipped through a net round the abandoned car. One thing, though, the more he tries to hide himself, the more certain we are that he's our man.
There's never been much doubt about that, surely.
Inspector Gray, huh? What? Well, put him on. Hello? This is Inspector Gray. You're sure it's the same man? Huh. Well, what time did he get there? 9 p.m. And she booked in when? About 8:30. Room 23. Okay, that's the man, all right. Now, don't do anything till we get there. Nothing at all, understand? He may be dangerous, so warn your staff to keep away. We'll be right over.
Stone, sir?
He's at the Norbridge Hotel. The reception clerk has only just seen his picture in the paper. He recognized him as a man who called to see his sister.
Sister?
Violet Kinsey. She booked a room there for the night to meet him.
And it looks as if they're in it together.
That's what I think. Get a couple of men and meet me around the front. We're going over there and we'd better move fast. Room 23. You say it's on the right at the top of the stairs?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Now you stay down here. Come on, you men.
Got the passkey, sir?
Yes.
Shall I go in after him?
Now, don't try and be a hero, Steele. We'll all go in after him. Bainey, Martin, stand about a couple of yards from the door at the ready. Now, you, Steele, get ready to push the door open and make an unholy charge into the room as soon as I turn the key in the lock. Now, you others, follow us straight in, quick as you can. He's probably armed, so we've got to get him before he gets one of us. You understand?
Yes, sir.
Right, now, keep quiet. Not another sound until I give the signal. Now.
It's empty, sir. He's gone.
Blast that idiot of a reception clerk. Stone probably heard him warning the staff.
Must have got out the back way, sir.
That's not bad, Steele. Not bad at all. Yes. Oh, but at least the girl was here. Pink dressing gown, fluffy slippers.
Then they must have gone for a meal and she's coming back.
No, Steele. It just shows they left in a hell of a hurry.
What now, sir?
Well, we know we're after two people now. Stone and his girl. Bailey, go down to the squad car and put in a call to the station. Inform all patrols to look out for Stone and a girl with him.
Yes, sir.
There's one thing about his having a girl with him, sir. He should be easier to trap.
Like he was just now, I suppose.
I mean, he won't be able to live quite so rough.
You may be right. Anyway, we're wasting time here. Let's get back to headquarters. Don't touch it, still.
Oh, sorry, sir. It may be for Stone and his girlfriend.
Well, we'll soon find out. I'll take it. Hello? What? Yes, this is the inspector. A call for me? Oh, from the station. All right, you can put it through here. False alarm, Steele. Hello? Sergeant? What? Well, now, keep her in my office. We're on our way back. Well, there's a turn-up, if you like.
What is it, sir?
There's a girl waiting to see me at the station. She says her name's Violet Kinsey. Well, that's a remarkable story, Miss Kinsey.
It's true, Inspector.
You've told me a lot of things that will be very useful. And a lot more things that you hadn't any need to tell me.
Well, I thought you ought to know the truth.
If it is the truth.
It is.
As you know it, and as you believe it, Miss Kinsey. But there's a lot of it you've had to take for granted, and you want me to do the same. I'm a policeman. I can't take things for granted. I have to prove them.
Jim wouldn't lie to me, Inspector. He wouldn't lie to anyone.
Then why doesn't he give himself up? He won't get away with it, you know. And if he thinks he will, then he's lying to himself.
He's not trying to get away with anything.
But he's hiding, isn't he? And he's a very frightened man. Wouldn't you say he was frightened?
Yes. But can you wonder? The mess he's in. And he's more frightened for me than himself. He's afraid of what those men might do to me if he comes to the police.
There's nothing to worry about there. You know that as well as I do.
No, I don't.
Yes, you do, Miss Kinsey. You've come to the police, haven't you? That shows you know we'll look after you, doesn't it?
Yes, I suppose so.
And your boyfriend knows we'll look after you, too.
He doesn't know I've come.
Then tell him. And tell him that we promised to protect you. If he comes involuntarily.
He won't do that. I've asked him to.
He can't prove his story on his own, can he?
No.
That's why you're here, to help him. And the longer he stays at large, the less chance he's giving me to prove his story.
But then you do believe him, Inspector. You do believe he's telling the truth.
I didn't say that. But I believe you.
Then you must believe him.
No. I believe he told you what you told me. That's a very different thing.
Oh.
Mind you, I agree with some of the things you told me. They seem to substantiate some of my own findings.
In what way?
Now, Miss Kinsey, let's not be too eager, eh?
Well, I'll tell you one thing. You know very well he couldn't have done that robbery.
Perhaps I do. But you tell me.
Well, it was done at 9:30, you said, with a car.
That's right.
Well, then Jim couldn't have done it. He was having a meal with me at the Gladstone Hotel at 9:30.
Yes, that's true. And we can check on that, can't we? Anything else?
Plenty. If he didn't do the robbery, and you agree he couldn't have done, then he'd nothing to hide, had he?
I don't know. But I shouldn't have thought so.
All right. Then why should he go and kill a policeman?
No reason at all. That's another good point you've made, isn't it?
They're all good points.
Yes. Your boyfriend's got nothing to hide. Yet he's hiding. Why?
I've told you why.
Then let him tell us. Why don't you get him along to answer the rest of the questions?
What questions?
The ones you can't answer for him. He told you two men went off with his car. Did you see them?
No.
Then how do you know they exist?
Jim told me.
Jim told you. Why doesn't he tell us about them? Give us a description of them. We'll look for them, don't worry.
He's told us their names.
Curly and Taffy. There must be thousands of Curlys and Taffys up and down the country.
But these were at the Gladstone Hotel.
Then they shouldn't be too far away, should they? All we want is someone to identify them. So why don't you get Jim to come along and help us?
I can't.
Then tell me where we can find him.
I don't know where he is.
But he's going to let you know, isn't he?
He didn't say. But in any case, I promised I wouldn't give him away.
But suppose that meant you were protecting a murderer.
Well, you know very well I'm not.
Then you wouldn't be giving him away, would you?
I don't know what you mean.
You can't give people away if they've done nothing wrong. There's nothing to give away. Anyway, suppose we leave it at that for now.
All right. But you will help him?
Only if he helps himself. Look at it from my point of view, Miss Kinsey. One of my men's been murdered. The security guard of the factory is badly injured in hospital. And it's my job to find the people responsible and bring them in.
Oh, no.
If it wasn't your boyfriend, then it's someone else. And your boyfriend's allowing them to get away. We've got to find them, and quickly, too.
Yes, I see that.
Then make your boyfriend see it. Well, if there's nothing more you want to tell me?
No, there isn't. Not yet.
Then that's that, isn't it?
Yes. I won't be followed, will I?
No, I don't think there's any need for that. I know that if you find you can be of any more help to us, and to your boyfriend, you'll be sure to come forward.
Yes, of course I will.
You don't quite know where you are now, do you?
Oh, yes, I do.
Well, it's your problem.
I'll work it out.
I'm sure you will. Good night, Miss Kinsey.
Good night, Inspector.
Well, Steele, what do you make of that?
You'll have a phone tapped, I suppose, sir?
No. I don't think that's going to be necessary, Steele. I think we'll get all the information we want at first hand as soon as Miss Kinsey's ready.
I tell you, it's crazy coming here, Tuffy. We're asking for trouble. The place where we got that cart. It's crazy.
And I tell you, we should be seen here.
It's the last place we should be seen.
Use your love, man. We come here regular, don't we? I always had one or two before going on ship, didn't we?
Aye. Before we did that job then, we suddenly stopped coming. To a nice pub like the Gladstone.
Suppose someone asks why.
Why should they?
Never mind that. Just suppose they do. And suppose they find out we stopped coming after Blake's was done. They might think we were trying to hide something, mightn't they?
Of course they wouldn't.
I say they would. When people change their habits, other people start asking questions. So, we've got to act as if nothing's happened.
So use your loaf boil like I keep getting you.
I am using it more than you are. The police are out after that bloke Stone, aren't they?
And they'll get him.
So what?
Well, then suppose he talks.
He'd be a fool if he doesn't, won't he?
But he'll tell him about us.
He'll tell him about two fellas he met in the car park who were supposed to pinch his car. And them blokes aren't us.
And who the hell are they?
And he's got to tell the law something, hasn't he? Okay. They won't believe a word of it.
But they'll check up on his story just the same, won't they? And what if he describes us?
Then all the more reason we should be here. Now, if we're seen here, then we're regulars, you clot. So there's nothing wrong in being here. But if we'd only been seen here that night, and then made ourselves scarce...
Ah, that's different, isn't it?
Not if he picks us out.
No, he'd be picking out two blokes that come here regularly, that's all. Two blokes who aren't ashamed to show their faces.
See? Oh, I don't get it.
Oh, then get that over there.
What?
That. Talking to the barman.
Oh, my God, Taff. It's Stone's girl.
Oh, you recognize her?
Of course I do. Look at the way she's grilling that barman.
Grilling?
Oh, give over, girlie.
Perhaps she fancies him.
What's she doing here?
Shall we go and ask her?
No. Look, let's get out of here before she spots us.
She doesn't even know us.
How do you know she does?
Because we saw her that night, but she didn't see us.
Stone may have told her about us.
So what? Look, she's going. And now watch her. If she goes past without recognizing us, will that make you happy?
No, I don't know.
Look, I'll wink at her to make sure. How's her, eh? Like this. Ah, you see? She turned away. Now will you believe me?
You play it cool, don't you?
Look, we've got to. How many times have I told you? We're in the clear. All we've got to do is act natural. And the more we do that, the safer we'll be.
Hey, she's coming back.
Well, then we'll chat it up then.
Oh, for Pete's sake, Chuffy.
Look, it's okay. I know what I'm doing.
Don't be a fool.
Hello, miss. On your own.
Yes, thank you.
Would you like to join us for a drink?
No, thank you.
Oh, looking for someone, eh?
I might be.
Well, if it's that bloke you were in here with the other night, he's not in yet.
I didn't see you here the other night.
No. We saw you.
I'll wait outside, then.
Oh, don't be like that, beautiful. Park yourself.
You keep your hands to yourself or you'll be sorry.
Lay off, Taffy, for Pete's sake.
Okay. I know when I've had the brush off.
I'm glad to hear it.
You'll get us in real trouble, Taff. You asked for it. Well, thank God you didn't know us.
That's not your only fault, is it?
You did your best to give us away, didn't you?
Me?
Turn it up. You chatted her up, not me.
But you called me Taffy, you bloody fool.
So what? Suppose that bloke Stone did talk to her. Suppose she's near checking up on us.
You said she didn't know us.
She didn't. But if he told her to try and trace two blokes called Curly and Taffy, then you made sure she's halfway there, didn't you?
Well, come on, let's get out of here.
Hello?
Hi, is that you?
Yes, Jim. I'm by myself, so you needn't worry.
The police been round?
No, I can't understand why not. But I've got some news for you. I'm pretty sure Curly and Taffy were in the Gladstone tonight. A man tried to make a pass at me in the bar, and the man he was with told him not to, and he called him Taffy.
And they didn't run.
They didn't need to, did they?
Yeah, look, I'll come over.
Oh, don't be ridiculous. Stay where you are, where you're safe.
But I've got to see them.
Well, if you do, you'll spoil everything. Look, I'll tell you more when I see you. Where are you?
I've got a room in Burfield.
That's about 10 miles away.
Yeah, can you make it?
Of course I can. Try and stop me. What's the address?
49A Slater Street. There's just an old lady living here. It's near the station.
Okay. I'll see you in about an hour then. Right. Bye.
Who is it? Is it you, Vi?
Yes.
Okay, hang on.
Oh, Jim, darling, I'm sorry about
this. It's not your fault, love.
Please try and understand, Jim.
Understand? What do you mean?
She means me. Are you James Stone?
Who are you?
I'm a police officer, Detective Inspector Gray. Are you James Stone?
Why?
I have reason to believe you can help us with inquiries we're making into the murder of a detective constable. I must ask you to come with me.
Jim, it's for your own good.
Please, you brought them.
I had to, Jim. It's the only way.
You gave me away. You promised, and now you've let me down. All the dirty, rotten tricks.
Oh, Jim, please.
Now, get out of my way.
Don't be a fool, Stone. She acted in your own interest. You should be grateful she's got that much sense. Pity you haven't.
Do you expect me to believe that?
Have it your own way. But you'll see how right she is when we get back to headquarters. Now, come along,
Stone. No, she spit on me.
Come along.
And she said she wouldn't give me away.
You're a very lucky young man to have such a sensible girlfriend, Stone.
She got me here. Is that what you mean?
If you'd come to us straight away, instead of hiding yourself, you'd have saved us a lot of headaches and yourself a lot more.
And Detective Constable Brady might still be alive.
How could I come to you?
Look at all the evidence that was against me.
All the evidence you thought there was against you. If you'd come in earlier, you'd have found you were wrong. One thing you'd have learned straight away, that we discovered you didn't kill Brady.
But how? There were no other witnesses.
There were silent ones. Fingerprints. The ones we found on the knife Brady was stabbed with weren't yours.
It was easy enough to check. Your fingerprints were all over the place, naturally. You lived there.
If I'd have known that, I would have come.
You should have done anyway, if you knew you were innocent. And another thing, your story about running away in a panic with two other men, we'd have believed that made sense, too.
How could it?
Well, a lone murderer would have tried to cover up his crime a bit more. He'd have got rid of the murder weapon instead of leaving it in Brady's back complete with fingerprints.
You know your girlfriend's been busy, don't you? She thinks she traced the two men tonight.
Yes, she told me on the phone.
But that wasn't enough for you to make your own decision, to give yourself up, was it?
I was waiting for her to come and give me the details about finding Curly and Taffy. Then I might have given myself up.
But she had the sense to see you might not. That you might do something stupid, like going after them, giving them just the tip-off they needed.
Then you'd have been on the run again, Stone.
Anyway, thank goodness she made sure that didn't happen. She came along to see me and told me about it. No, she didn't want to give you away, son. Far from it. I persuaded her to give us your address for your own sake. Do you see that?
Yeah, beginning to now.
And what you don't know is that she'd already proved that you didn't do the robbery either. She'd got the waiter at the Gladstone to confirm you were having a meal together when Blake's was raided.
I could have told you that.
Then why the devil didn't you? Your girl had to do everything while you were wasting time. Time that was as valuable to the police as it was to you.
What about the security guard, sir?
Oh, yes. Stone, he said there were two men in the getaway car. So even if we did suspect you, we'd still have believed your story about the other two men. With your alibi from the Gladstone, you'd just about have been in the clear, wouldn't you?
Is there anything I can do to help now, Inspector?
Nothing that your girlfriend hasn't already done.
Oh, I see.
No, you don't. She did it because she believed in you. And that's really something. So just you remember that when I send her in to you.
She's still here, then?
She's not as shy of police stations as you are, son. Now, don't forget what I've told you. Come on, Steele. Where's Miss Kinsey, Sergeant?
Here I am, Inspector.
All right, miss. You can go in and see him alone for a few minutes.
Thank you.
Before you do, there's just one thing you ought to know. We'll be keeping him in custody, pending further inquiries. You realize that?
Oh, yes, I expected it.
But we will be making those inquiries, so your boyfriend may get his chance to help us.
To clear himself?
I thought you'd already done that for him. All right. He's still under suspicion until we can prove his story. But we've got a good chance of doing it. Best of luck.
Thank you.
Well, sir, you really believe Stone's in the clear?
Of course I don't.
But you told the girl. And as good as told Stone himself.
I believe he's innocent, but that doesn't clear him, Steele. There's still the circumstantial evidence against him. Brady was found dead in his flat. He ran away. He hid himself. They're the actions of a guilty man.
But his prints weren't on the knife.
He could have used someone else's knife and worn gloves, couldn't he?
You don't really think that?
No, but a jury might be persuaded to think so. Stone will only be in the clear when we nail this Curly and Taffy he talks about. And if we find the prints of one of them on the knife. And if we find their prints in Stone's car, too.
Okay, sir, I think I'm with you. Once you tell me what you have in mind.
Now you're being careful. Well, let's look at the facts. Why didn't the security guard at Blake suspect the car when it went in through the gate?
Instead of only challenging it as it came out, you mean?
Yes, and I'll tell you why. Lots of cars went in just before 9 p.m., all driven by night shift workers going on duty. The guard knew most of them by sight. If he didn't, they'd show their passes. But a single car leaving the place at 9:45 would certainly have to be questioned, wouldn't it?
I suppose so.
Then suppose the robbery was done by someone who knew Blake's well. Someone who could get past the guard without question.
Someone on the night shift, you mean?
Exactly. They'd get in all right. No trouble at all. But what about coming out again?
They'd be recognized.
Of course they would. And that's the last thing they wanted. So they tried to shoot straight out of the gates without stopping.
And when the guard stood in their path waving them down, they just kept going.
Yes, and anyone who'd do that wouldn't stop at killing a policeman either.
You think the Curly and Taffy we want may be on that night shift?
I wouldn't mind betting on it. When they borrowed Stone's car, They made out they knew him. Didn't he work at Blake's or something? Well, they'd easily pick him out as the wages clerk, but he'd hardly have known them amongst a crowd of 500 workers, would he?
Oh, I wouldn't think so.
Stone spent quite a time with them on that car drive. Well, they'd call each other by name. Curly and Taffy are hardly names Stone could have made up.
I can make a few inquiries, sir, see if there were a couple of pals on the night shift with those nicknames.
Were?
Well, surely they won't still be there.
Why not?
Didn't Stone drop them off from his car when they were all on the run?
And his girlfriend thinks she met them in the Gladstone tonight. If they think they've got away with it, their best alibi would be to carry on with their jobs at Blake's, as if they were never involved.
Okay, sir, I'll get over there right away.
No. That'd be jumping the gun, Steele. Well, let them stew for another 24 hours, while you make your inquiries and the news gets round that we've arrested our man.
But, sir...
They mustn't suspect anything. That's why Stone's been such an idiot in hiding away. We can make sure there's a Curly and a Taffy on the night shift, all right, but Stone's the only one who can make a final showdown conclusive.
By recognizing them?
No, by letting them recognize him.
But he's in custody, sir.
Yes, but he won't be tomorrow night when we call on the night shift at Blake's.
That's the canteen over there, Inspector.
Right. They'll be in there having a meal. Just the time to get them in a crowd. Now, you're sure you know what to do?
Surprise them.
Shock them. We want to see how they react when they see you. We'll be watching every move they make.
Yeah, but suppose they try and ignore me. Suppose they won't talk.
They'll talk, all right, if you play your cards properly.
Try and get them outside if you can. We'll be waiting.
Can you see them from this window?
Not yet. Now I can. They're there. That's them, sitting at this end of the first table, by themselves.
Now, don't worry. Just take it calmly. You've got the surprise element on your side. Okay?
Yeah.
In you go, then.
What's the fancy for afters, Taff? Stewed apricots? Rice pud?
Oh, I'm not fussy.
Taffy? Curly?
Oh! Look who's here.
Now, I knew I'd catch up with you.
What the hell are you doing here?
Look, I've got to talk to you.
Look, beat it while you still can.
Well, not likely. I'm safer with you two around.
What happened? The papers say you're in the nick.
Does it look like it?
Well, they've got someone in there.
Oh, wrong bloke, I'll bet. But they'll soon find out their mistake when you both go back to the police station with me.
Are you crackers? Why should we do a daft thing like that?
You'll do it if you've any sense, Curly. You're wanted for murder.
Me?
Taffy did it. But you're an accessory. So they're after you both.
Look, don't try bluffing us, chum. They won't get you nowhere. They've got nothing on us.
That's what you think. They know there was two of you in that car, so even if they get me, they'll want you as well.
They don't even know us.
They soon will once I've shot my mouth off. I'll get it out of everyone here in this canteen. I'll tell him you're the blokes who killed that copper.
Don't be crazy.
But I mean it. I'm desperate.
Look, shut up, you fool. I'll only land all three of us in the cart.
Yeah, well, that's better than me being there on my own.
All right. Well, calm down a minute. You've got to talk it over.
All you have to do is to go to the police and clear me. That's all I want.
We'd be ditching ourselves in, you twit.
Look, take it easy. I've got an idea how we can all get away with it.
How? Just tell me how.
Not here. Come on, then. Let's talk outside.
Okay.
Now, come on, Curly.
You've got to get me out of it.
You'll be all right, chum. Don't worry.
Well, now we're on our own. What's your idea, Taffy?
It's this stone.
No, wait a minute.
Nice and heavy, eh? Right. Get between him and the door, Curly. We can't let him get away now.
What are you going to do?
Bust his brains in.
You'll kill him with that thing.
He'll keep quiet, won't he? Look, I killed a cop, didn't I? One more won't make any difference.
You'll never get away with
no?
it.
No? Oh, you can back away just one more yard. Then I've got you.
No, now keep away.
I'll get you this time.
Wait on him, sir.
Get him up. Get the handcuffs on him, Steele. Grab the other one, Bailey.
That's what you wished up, John.
No, what's the idea?
That's what you're going to tell us. Are you all right, Stone?
Yeah, just about.
Good lad. You did a splendid job.
He's in with you.
I hope so.
Oh, you dirty double-crossing swine.
All right, that's enough. Now, come on. If you want to talk, you can both go to the station. We're taking you in for questioning.
Well, Stone, we've got all the evidence we need against them now. You're free to go.
You mean it, sir?
Unless you'd rather stay here.
Oh, Jim, it's marvelous.
Yes, I thought you'd be pleased, miss. You'll be needed as a witness, Stone.
Oh, I don't think he'll mind that. So long as you've got the right people.
Well, there's no doubt about that. We found the money from the robbery under the floorboards in Curly's room. And the fingerprints on the knife that killed Brady match up with Taffy's.
What'll happen to Curly, Inspector? He wasn't as bad as Taffy.
Oh, you're not worrying about him, are you? Because if you are, you'd be wasting your time, son. He didn't waste much sympathy on you, did he?
Yeah, but it wasn't his idea to frame me. It was Taffy's. And it was Taffy who killed the policeman.
Yes, and it was Curly who tried to kill that security guard. He drove the car. Well, that could have been murder, too. So don't you start feeling sorry for either of them. They'll only get what they deserve.
The inspector's right, Jim.
Of course I am. You've got a good girl there, son. Just you look after her.
I'll do that.
Oh, and in future, look after that car of yours, too.
Oh, the car? Oh, I've forgotten all about that. Where is it?
Where you left it. Well, almost. They towed it into the police station to save you a parking fine. It's waiting for you to claim it.
Thank you, sir. But I don't know whether I ought to. It's caused so much trouble. What do you say, Vi?
Claim it, Jim. You still owe me that thin round you promised me.
In today's edition of Radio Theatre, you heard The Frightened Man by Glenn Hamilton. It was produced by the MVN Studios in Johannesburg. Do join us again next week for another edition of Radio Theatre.